The Tea Party's annual statewide We the People convention was a sellout. More than 300 activists gathered in a ballroom at the Columbus Convention Center to talk about religion and politics, the economy, a constitutional amendment for a federal balanced budget, Medicaid expansion, and a preview of next year's statewide ballot. Former Republican State Representative Brian Williams, who's now on the State Board of Education, offered some perspective on the statewide races. For governor,
even Democrats quietly say, we don't have a candidate yet.
For auditor, with incumbent Republican Dave Yost being challenged by Representative John Carney.
If there is a rising star in the Democratic Party, this is probably who they're pinning their hopes on.
And the contest pitting current Republican Secretary of State John Husted against Democratic State Senator Nina Turner.
I think this race has the potential to be the most lopsided.
And former Republican State Representative Seth Morgan said Tea Party activists are already hoping to field candidates to run against more than a dozen House Republicans, though he wouldn't name those lawmakers.
I don't think it's wise for us to stand up and say we've got these 15 individuals targeted.
And Tea Party leader Chris Littleton said the data shows that local primaries are winnable by a few thousand votes.
Guys, these are bite-sized races. If you guys want to take them on, you can absolutely win these with just a handful of volunteers.
But the executive director of the Portage County Tea Party, Tom Zawistowski, disputes reports that activists are having trouble finding candidates to run in those House races. Perhaps the most interesting prediction for 2014 at the We the People convention, and the most visible evidence of a split between Tea Partiers and Republicans, came when Zawistowski asked this of the crowd.
How many in this room are going to vote for John Kasich for governor? One, two, three. How many in this room are going to work for John Kasich this coming election? One.
That one was Republican Representative John Becker of Cincinnati, one of about five state lawmakers who stopped by the Tea Party gathering. Becker recently proposed legislation to roll back Medicaid to federal minimums, to expand the number of places where guns can legally be carried, and to cut by half the number of days for early voting in Ohio. And Becker did note that he was the lone person in the room who appears to publicly back Kasich. Does that worry you at all?
Well, you know, it's, you know, there's probably more people in this room than just me who's willing to stand up for Kasich, but, you know, who wants to be standing alone in a crowd? Well, I've done it before and did it again today.
Zawistowski says the Tea Party in Ohio doesn't have the millions of dollars needed to run a candidate for governor, so his supporters are looking at Libertarian Charlie Earle. And Zawistowski says the Tea Partiers are confident that if they desert Kasich and Democrat Ed Fitzgerald wins the governor's office, Fitzgerald would not have enough support in the legislature to make big changes. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.